Hi, everybody. This is Patricia Corey, and you're listening to Beyond the Matrix for people who think outside the box. I'd like to apologize for the late start. We had a little disconnect with the radio station because of some very good news that I'm going to announce now, which is I am going to go back to four shows a month, or let's say every Saturday. And so there's a little confusion about that. Sorry for the delay. Please do note that I'm ramping it up, and I think it's necessary since the government is determined to squeeze the life out of the journalists and silence the whole freaking planet. So I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And you know how I can be. So I'm ramping it up with two more shows, going back to the full schedule. Please note your calendar. Every other Monday. See, you're right, Monday. No wonder we had a problem with the radio station. Every other Saturday, I will still be on my regular time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the opposite Saturdays, I will be on the air on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. So all of you people who complain about having to get up and listen to the radio in the morning now can listen in the evening. And my, let's say, subject zone is going to get more and more heated because we have got to keep the voice of freedom alive. So that's how I want to start my day, my discussion with you today. And before I get on to talking about who my wonderful guest is today, I would also like to mention that there's some very interesting things going on galactically, which is why I've got Jonah Bolt on today. But pay attention if you're not aware. There is appearing in the night on the horizon tonight. You've got Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter in a tight triangle on the horizon. They say that tomorrow it'll be a perfect equilateral triangle. This is a pretty rare event. And you know me and triangles, right? So that ought to be a spectacle. You don't want to miss it. Get out of your couch and or wherever you are hanging out, regardless of the cold, which is my next subject. And make sure you look at the night sky. There should be some interesting movements going on with the planets being in those interesting formations. And we have super moon. So check this out. Super moon, full moon. Super moon is the coincidence of a full moon with the closest approach the moon makes to the Earth on its elliptical. So it results in the largest appearance of the moon's disk seen from Earth. It's also called the perigee. So you've got this super moon, full moon. You've got this triangle in the sky and some very interesting weather patterns all over the world, which I've been talking about on social media. I'll be talking to my guest about that tonight. A huge drop in temperatures in so many places. I mean, huge. I went from summer here 2 days ago with the sticky, warm feeling of a Roman summer on the way to winter. We've got snow in the north of Italy as low as 1,000 meters and very cold weather here in Rome. I wonder if the angels are playing their harps and how the clouds have been forming, if you get my drift. Not that I'm hiding anything, because you know I speak openly about chemtrails and harps. And we will probably talk about that again tonight with my guest. But do pay attention to that. And also be aware that yesterday and Thursday, there was a lot of earthquake activity. There are reports of some pretty big ones off of Russia, Indonesia shaking. There's a great site called earthquake.usgs.gov. Not that I'm a fan of government sites, but that will give you a list of earthquakes should you be so inclined to know what's going on with the earth shaking on a real-time basis. All righty. Those are my first announcements. I've told you about my exciting news that I'm coming back full-time. I welcome your requests for certain. If you want to hear someone, if you want to talk me to talk about a certain subject or a field of information, drop me an email at info@syrianrevelations.net, and I'll do my best to focus myself in my planning to do just that, to bring that in so that you can get the information firsthand. Many people are writing to me these days and asking every kind of question. I mean, just a wealth of personal questions. And I apologize that I cannot get to them. I'm getting about 250 emails a day, and I'm no longer capable to keep up with the correspondence. So if you don't hear from me, please don't take it personally. I'm doing the best I can here, but it's become rather impossible to answer your personal questions. So my apologies for that. Alrighty, now on to the good news of my wonderful guest, Jonah Bolt. Now, here's a guy. I ran into him virtually, of course, some time ago. We kind of disconnected, busy lives, and we're reconnecting again. He's a very interesting young man. He is the young Starseed generation and a busy guy. He's founded StarseedInternational.org. He is a volunteer for urlight.org. He's got his own radio show, starseedenergyradio.com, Starseed TV. He's a busy man, and I've asked him to come on, and we're going to talk about everything from starseed embodiment on the planet now. I want to know what he has to say about the Sirius film with Stephen Greer, which I'm not sure about that. And various other topics. So please help me welcome him. And by doing that, of course, you can't applaud. So just feel him in and welcome Jonah Bolt. Hi, Jonah. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing? How is life out there in Asheville?
Doing great. Thank you for the stellar lineup of my intro. And Asheville is beautiful. It was in the 90s here a few days ago. Now it's back in the 40s, so we've got a big chill through here as well. And a lot of stuff you talk about are definitely hot topics that I like to talk about as well. Sirius being a very interesting one, I'm having the directors of the Sirius film come on the show. I've talked to a lot of people, and there's been a lot of buzz about that. So that may be a good topic to start off with, if you like.
Yeah, before we get to that, I just want to say that alarming, but it's very interesting that around the planet there has been this gigantic climate drop, temperature drop. So many people that I'm inquiring about or crying with are talking about those huge drops like from 40, which is still happening here. So the earthquakes, I just really important attention. Because definitely Mama Earth is rolling. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important to pay attention to all of those things. Because when we talked about in 2012, this transformation that was happening, the Earth changes, those are going to continue to happen. The facts are that the North Pole has left the North Pole. The electromagnetic field is changing. Those things are happening, and you need to pay attention to it because, God forbid, something, natural disaster or whatever happens in your area, if you're aware of the possibility of what may be happening, you can react quicker, you know, possibly save your family or friends. And that's what we try to do, is just keep people informed, because Mother Earth is changing. She has been, and she's not going to stop changing anytime soon.
That's so true, and I am an advocate of preparation and preparedness, and I do combat the attitude of I just trust the universe, and my suggestion is I trust the universe too, and that's why the universe provides us with the possibility to stock up on needed things that in an emergency would help us cruise through the crisis. You only have to look at what happened at Sandy, where people were blocked in their apartments with no water. After one day or 2 days, they were out of water and food. And remind yourselves that in an earthquake, in an urgent situation, and certainly the earth is providing that, let yourself be stocked with enough water and food to get through at least a week of emergency. So on that, no pun intended. But I do really invite people to be prepared. And there's a great comfort in I talked to my older brother, came around to my way of thinking when I presented him with this. And he said, I don't like to think of any kind of end of the world scenario. And I said, either do I. but I do see emergencies around the planet every day. So how about an emergency planning? And he was able to get around that. And now he says, wow, I feel so good knowing I've got a stock of essentials. So just starting off with that. And let's move on from that, because we're certainly not here to create any kind of worry. I just pay attention, and I think
absolutely.
It's important.
I have 6 months of water supply in my house for four people, and I think it's definitely something everybody should do. Solar flares, things like that. The power, the grid goes off a lot all the time. The power grid goes off just from those solar flares. And it's not so long. These next couple of years, they expect a lot of activity. We're in direct contact, so people need to be aware of this stuff.
What is your understanding of we will get back to the serious film. Let's not forget that. But I personally am very excited that the sun is in high gear. And as you know, my books, they openly speak about that. Trust the sun. The sun knows what it's doing. How do you feel about that as far as the activity of the sun and this amazing peak the sun is in?
I think it's something that everybody should be following, because there's not just these things happening with the sun electromagnetically and solar flares, but there's been also a lot of report of a lot of large objects coming out of the sun. A lot of astronomers all over the planet have a lot of video of these huge objects, or ships, or some are calling them, coming out of the sun. So there's a lot of activity going on, not just electromagnetic and stuff that can affect us, but other out-of-worldly things possible. There's a lot of amateurs that could clearly see the sun. There's lots of video. I've watched tons of videos and seen a lot of different stuff on the internet. A lot of it does look very, very capable and real. So you have to look at stuff like that. There's a lot of activity going on for a reason, and that's why it's so important to pay attention to this stuff.
The images that are coming out of the sun are just outrageous. I haven't seen ships coming out of the sun. You might be able to give us some websites to go to, but there's certainly that one image where there's that round disc with a tube plugged into the sun. It looks like it's drawing energy out of the sun. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's just,
I wouldn't doubt it.
So big that it would have to be some immense planet to be able to figure that way. And it's got a wiry looking tube, an energy device, or some sort of whatever you want to call it, a tube, a vortex, but it looks like it's plugged into the sun and it's, you know, refueling. It's really amazing. And for those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to go on the internet in the middle of the interview, but I will certainly find that picture for you. And next week I will post it on the show. I'll find a way to give it to you for the show. How about you, Jonah? Do you know any places you can go to see that what you're talking about, these ships in the sun?
Well, if you just go to YouTube or Google and Google just like solar flare sun, you know, ship or mothership or something like that, you'll see videos on it. And I think it's not too crazy. And I say that because over the years, like you have, I've talked to so many people in government and other officials that have worked on some of these reverse engineering propulsion systems for the ET ships. And we know a lot of them are multidimensional. A lot of them work off this energy. That's why a lot of them come in and out on the electromagnetic lines, because they harness that energy. So we know this because people and government, factions have done studies on these, and they know how some of them work in terms of being multidimensional. So when you say that there's ships sucking energy off from the sun as like gassing up, that doesn't sound too crazy, because I've talked to so many people over the years that have worked on these projects in government, that have been a Men in Black I've had on my show. You know, I've talked to so many people. They're not all making this up. They're not all making stories up. So when you hear things like that nowadays, that, you know, I'm open to it and I don't doubt it, because I've talked to the people that support that theory, that the sun is plasma, and they use that energetically as an energy to go in and out of space travel as well as interdimensional. So it's not crazy stuff. You just have to look this stuff up for yourself. Everything we talk about, I always say that in my show. I'm sure you do. Check this stuff out for yourself, because you have to learn this stuff. You have to see. You have to be the judge. You have to do the research, and you have to find out what's truth and what's not for you. You can't just listen to us, because a lot of these theories may seem crazy to a lot of people.
Well, I've overcome that concern long, long ago.
Oh, yeah.
My book, Atlantis Rising, talks about how the sun, well, a lot of the basic information in Assyrian Revelations has to do with the sun evolving out of the third dimension and moving into the fourth. And the fact that we are seeing these kinds of behaviors now, I really love it. I think that we're being shown that the sun is already well into that multidimensional aspect of itself. And that's part of the reason why we're able to see these things now.
And I've talked to a lot of people that have seen a change in the sun the last few years. It looks whiter now. It's brighter than ever before. I've talked to tons and tons of people that have visibly noticed a difference in the sun. And you could see it on all different types of radars and different things they have now, the sun changing and things happening. So there's things happening in that perspective, like you said, and other things. So these are exciting times, not anything to be fearful of at all. But again, the unknown is something that just needs to be open to and welcomed more than put into fear about, because the unknown is really exciting and awesome if you really go into the whole, you know, star seed and what's the meaning and what's really going on behind the scenes of what everyone thinks.
I think that anybody who's listening to this show is past the fear focus and definitely in the excited zone, because no matter how much I scream and rant about things that concern me, it's always with the focus of reminding everyone that we came in here to be here for this. We chose to be here for this. Therefore, we all trust our soul essence and the wisdom of that choice. And whenever we do get into fear, because of course it's logical that it's easy to slip into those moments, we just remember that we chose to do this. So, you know, boy, what a platform to come in on. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
All right, so we were talking. Oh, and one question I wanted to ask you your opinion on, therefore, is how do you perceive the sun's? There's two things I'm interested in. I would like to believe that the sun is going to burn off the radiation that's leaking around the planet. I'd like to know what you think about that. And I also think that the sun's work is deliberately also going to blow out a lot of the matrix, a lot of the grid that's been placed around the planet. And what are your feelings about that?
I definitely agree with that in terms of the grid eventually going off, because the solar activity, as many scientists have stated, that the next few years are going to be more active. They're in a very active sun cycle right now. And we've been hit by these things in the last that have taken out satellites and some power in the country the last couple of years. So these things have happened on a smaller scale. A large one I feel is definitely around the corner, and I support that in the reasoning of this. When the grid finally goes off, and when it goes off, A, you're going to have millions and millions and millions of these kids all over America that are being fed these prescription drugs like Prozac and everything else that won't be able to fill their prescriptions. And I think that those millions and millions of indigos that are being fed those pharmaceuticals, once they get off that in a week or so and they detox, will be a huge conscious shift and awakening on the planet. And I really believe that. And it's going to take something like that for it to happen, because I don't see anytime soon people unplugging like we have and not giving their kid all these Ritalin and prescription drugs that so many tests have shown really destroy your system, hurt your system, and put you prone for disease later on in life. So I think things like that, as hard as it would be, you know, we'll have to, you know, restart in a way. And I think that's what's needed, because this current system is not supporting the creativity of anybody, where they're taking music and arts out of all the schools in the country. They don't even want to support that. They just want the sheeple. They want the cookie cutter people. And that's what they have here. And anything on TV, they believe, and they feed them a lot of different stuff to believe on TV over here in the US. So, you know, I think things like that will happen. And I think if something massive happens like that, I think there will be good come out of it, as always, because we've always, through trials and tribulations throughout our history, have gotten through everything. We're still here. And I think that shows something for humanity and humans, is that when things do happen, we collectively come together, we'll make it through. And so Yes, you have to be aware, and I think those things will happen because that's the cycle we're in right now, and it's shown that already all over the planet. So it's definitely something to be aware of, and I'm aware of it, and I follow it, and we talk about it all the time, and many people should just to know what's going on, especially because it also attaches to your emotional body. Just like a month ago, we had a huge solar flare. Me, my girlfriend, my friend who was visiting in town, we were all upset and miserable like the whole day. None of us knew why. And then I had a guest on that said today was a huge solar flare yesterday, and then it's finally hitting the planet, and you're feeling miserable or whatever. It was exactly how he explained what how you would feel is how all of us were feeling all day, asking each other, why do I feel like this? So it also affects our emotional body. I think that's important to pay attention to. So if you're going crazy one day, you don't know why, and you're yelling with your husband or your kids, and you're going nuts, and you check a website, and you're like, oh, it's a solar flare happened. You know, there you go. It's that information that makes your decision-making better and more, you know, on track than not knowing. And I like to know the information because then I make better decisions, knowing my emotional body is messed up for the next day. Don't make any big decisions or – you know, try not to get into an argument or whatever it is, because you know that there are things happening that are out of your control, like a solar flare.
I would like to add that regarding the med situation, which you probably know I'm always screaming about, I was recently in Toronto offering a workshop there, and I have to say that I was appalled at the robotic energy of the people that I was seeing in the city. I mean, I was pretty very busy because I was doing a lot of TV and radio, and walking amongst the people, I was smacked by robotic, absent, drugged energy of these people. See, Europe is still different. The Italians, they're still rowdy. I don't see this dumbing down of the people as dramatically as North America. And it was very, very loud for me as far as an awakening to how bad the situation is over there. And now, of course, they're talking about forced mental screening for the children, for seniors, and for people in certain positions. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't, but I know there's so many programs already up and going here in North America. One of them, they already have schools in Texas and Florida where the kids have to wear the RFID chips to track them to see when and when they're going to class, if they're late or not. They have to wear these tags, these like around their neck. So all the kids in the school have to wear their tracking system now on the kids. I mean, this is stuff we talked about years ago that they're like, no way, my kids will never wear a chip, and my kid, Meanwhile, it's happening, it's going down, and people really need to pay attention to this stuff, because if you don't get up and do something tomorrow, the next day, or a week from now, things are really drastically going to change in this country. You know, we heard about so many things happening in 2012 and so many prophecies and this and this and this. I was at Chichen Itza, Mexico on December 21st, you know, and I had heard from multiple people of many things happening that were going to happen in this. And really, it was a beautiful day. I enjoyed it. It was great. And nothing, you know, catastrophe or nothing beautiful, you know, disclosure, ships didn't appear. So, you know, we're still here. We still have to work. We still have to pay the bills. And you still have to do something, because if you don't do something, you're not helping us, the collective that is out there on the forefront trying to stop these things, to be aware of everything, the chemtrails, this, that, the pharmaceuticals. You have to be aware of it, not in a fearful way, but you need to be aware of it so you can, your decision-making and your policy-making on your family and what you do with them is an educated one. You don't, you know, because the kids are fed this stuff now and the parents are fed, and it's very much like a zombie-like nation here in the U.S., and that's one of the reasons I left the city a few years ago. Not one of the main reasons, but I was so fed up with just how everybody was and the mechanics there, the materialism, ego. And once you awaken to this higher energy and higher way of living, a sustainable way of living and not wasteful and not this, you sort of, it's very hard to vibrate in that same atmosphere in the concrete jungle, if you will, of like New York and Manhattan, where I used to live for 6 years. So, you know, it's a different vibration. And I think the more of us that collectively can vibrate higher will help the rest of us. And for the people listening that aren't engaging and aren't doing things, now's the time, because the energy is here to support that. And I think you could even speak on that. The last 6 months since December 21st, the energy has been, it's been spiked. It's been, you know, super blown. It's like it's going full stream right now, and everyone feels it. And there's a lot of things happening. And now's the time to do whatever you want to do, whatever your creative passion is, and to help the collective, help the rest of us get the good news out of who we are, what's really going on, and what's really happening. It's all exciting stuff to talk about.
Yeah, in fact, you know, there was a lot of disgruntled people when the bell rang December 21st, 2012, and, you know, the angels didn't come down to the earth. And I've been, you know, trying to make people understand that that passing was simply a passage, an entry into a new vibration. And the words people get, but somehow there was all this expectation of what exactly that was going to mean. And boy, oh boy, I mean, it's been like being in a rocket since then. Mm. It's incredible. And one of the manifestations of this shift is that, the fact that you can manifest almost instantaneously if you know how to really focus your mind. The manifestation of spirit in is just like almost instantaneous. It's
unbelievable.
So
Yeah, it's definitely something I've felt as well. The manifestations now, you say it, and literally within an hour, I've manifested some unbelievable things the last few months. It's definitely changed and in high gear right now on that end.
Except for people that are still bowing down to authority and bowing down to their fear. It seems to me that all they're manifesting is more fear and more disempowerment.
I think if everybody realized how powerful we are, all are individually, that's really all it takes is the collective to stand up and stop everything and go a new way. Everyone has to do that together. Everyone has to stop the current system and do it another way, a sustainable way. There's plenty of energy systems, new technologies, food systems, all this stuff is here. Tesla technology, this stuff has been here around. The Egyptians had it. We had it in Atlantis. Lumeria had it. That information is here. It's time for us to implement that and stop this system of fracking and mountaintop removal and the oil giants and all this craziness that doesn't even make sense, like fracking. That stuff blows my mind, whoever started that one. So this stuff all has to stop. It's all killing the planet. And I guarantee you the elite know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They know they want to poison the planet. They want to pollute it with radiation in Fukushima. They want to do the BP oil spill. They want to kill the oceans. They're dark forces that run this planet. They want to do that stuff. And they're doing it with all these refineries all over the planet, the fracking and the mountaintop removal. It's horrible. And they're doing it all over the planet with chemtrails, without answer to anybody, and all of that has to stop. And the only way for us to stop is for the people not to go to work and fly those airplanes and the oil rigs and collectively come together and implement a new system. And that's what it's going to take. Otherwise, we're not going down a very peaceful, happy, you know, flower sunshine path. It's not. And we need the collective really to step forward and get this information out, whatever it is. Just to help out.
Yeah, my answer to the question that you asked, you didn't hear me answer you, is it was Dick Cheney who developed the fracking idea. That should be no surprise to anyone. And as for the coming together of the people, unquestionably, I have been speaking about this at length. There has to be a catalyst. Something has to occur here that shifts the global awareness, an event of some magnitude where enough people are going to say that's enough. And I think it could even be Monsanto, because among the other things that's happening today, the 25th, there is a global march against Monsanto. People have had enough. Are you aware of that? Of course you are.
Yeah, absolutely. I have people down here in Asheville that are taking part of it and doing some footage, and they're going to report on the show tonight. Absolutely. And if you look at Occupy, like a movement like that reached over 90 countries at 2,500 locations very fast. it wasn't organized, but you get that's a point of a movement sparking overnight and catching fire, you know, in all these different cities, and the youth coming together and standing up for corporate greed and banks. And it's sad that the powers that be just came in and crushed and shot tear gas and did with everything else and just broke all that up. But that's the real society that we live in right now for all the hippies out there and everyone else that thinks, you know, policy and stuff is going to change what's happening. It's not. You got to get off your butt and do something, you know. And I know there's a lot of light workers out there that have been awakened 20, 30, 40 years that have been doing the light work. And I'm mainly talking to the new fresh wave of star seeds and the younger people that are out there, because we're the energy, you know, we're the ones that really have to pick up the slack and take it to that level, because if we don't, we're just going to be, you know, crazy people for the next 30 years, like everyone else has been called. You know, we just don't know what we're talking about, and we're out there, and we're the weird one, we're the black sheep in the family, whatever you want to call us. The fact of the matter is we're the movers and shakers, we're the doers, and we need to come collectively together and get out this information of who we are, what's going on, you know, who's really running the show. Look up Bilderberg. That's a good word to look up. You know, the Bilderberg Group. You know, the New York Times, CNN, they all attend that meeting. Any president that's been president the last 30 years have been, you know, there's so much proof and information what's really going on. You need to learn that and expose it and tell the next person. One by one is how we awaken.
Yeah, well, I agree with you completely, except for the idea that the youth are the new starseed generation, because we older group have been vehemently bringing this information forward since, well, I don't even remember how long ago, and we still have plenty of energy to work on.
There you go.
Let's talk about Sirius, the film. There is a lot of controversy about it, and, you know, I have a personal interest in it because it's called Sirius, even though it has nothing to do with Sirius. And I know that you've had Dr. Stephen Greer on your show.
Yeah, I've spoken with him, and the directors of it are coming on in a couple of weeks. And I've also talked, I've had Coast on the show, who's in the film, and a few other people like that. And he was actually, I was in Washington, D.C. covering the Stephen Bassett hearings 2 weeks ago at the International Press Club there. And that was amazing. Stephen Greer was there, Nick Pope, J.J. Hertek. It was like a stellar lineup. It was amazing to be in that. And I could talk more about that in a minute, but the Sirius director was there, Ruben, and I got him on the show last week. So I've talked to a lot of people about it, and there is a lot of talk about it, and it's definitely controversial on depending on who you ask in any modality, you know. So it's definitely something that I think in the future will be remembered as a like an epic thing that happened, where, you know, some truth and some disclosed information came out publicly to the masses. I think it's one of the milestones, if you will, on disclosure, like the hearings were 2 weeks ago. That was a milestone. That was a huge milestone. And things like that that are even happening now that couldn't happen 5-10 years ago. So I think that's definitely monumental in the efforts and what they went through. And the guy's father, you know, got murdered in the temple shootings, which was a total psyops, and we could talk about that. So a lot of feelings and emotion were behind it, and, you know, I just give them props for that, for just coming through with the film and doing it and getting it done. You know, that alone is a great feat to accomplish, so I give them a lot of, you know, kudos on that, because for what they're doing and standing up for is a dangerous topic for all of us to talk about publicly.
Some speculation that because of that shooting, the quality or the caliber of information in the movie and certain earth-shattering details were left out because of the as a result of that threat. What do you say to that?
I totally would believe and understand if he did. Again, at the end of the day, we're still human. And when someone's entire family or whatever gets threatened, and they were to take my mother or father out, I might be like, listen, you know, I still have to live here on planet Earth for a little longer, and I'm not going to put X, Y, and Z in the movie. So That doesn't sound too off to me, especially because if you look about the shooting that happened, the time it happened, right after they announced it, and how it happened, it was a total, government psyop or some my lab, you know, these my labs that they have, and there's all different factions that run them. So it was either something like that or one of the black op programs or something. But there's no by chance anymore. We all know that. You know, there's nothing by chance. Everything happens for a reason specifically. So there's nothing his father, which by chance happened to be one of the six people killed, you know, right after they announced the movie. So, I would definitely believe that and wouldn't be surprised, you know, if that's how it played out.
What did happen exactly? I only have vague information about that shooting.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different speculation. One is there is like some reportings before it even happened. They said there's multiple shooters. The witness on the ground said there's multiple shooters, but then they only arrested one person. The police said that there was only one person, even though witnesses said there was multiple shooters. And they basically went to a temple and just gunned down a bunch of people. I think six people died, and one of the dead was his father. And this was right after they announced what they were doing with the movie and the Kickstarter campaign. And we had just talked about on the show about Dr. Stephen Greer's video that says, if anything happens to me or my colleagues, I have all this information that I will release, you know, to the public news sources and if anything happens to me or my family. He specifically put out a video like that, Greer did. So we were talking about that, and this happened like a week or two later. So, nothing's by chance. And how it happened with this guy that just flipped and the other killing that was at the mall, that guy's father worked for DARPA. He was the main scientist for DARPA, the government's, technology and arms department. So all these pieces of the puzzle play out, and that guy was totally one of the smartest top 10 college students in the country, and, you know, then he didn't just flip a 180 and go out and kill, you know, a dozen people and blah, 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 like they wanted him to believe, and how it happened. And you know, if you look at the details and the times and who's involved and who's the parents and this and that, that's how things happen in reality. You know, we see that over and over. And we've talked to people in government that have done this stuff and worked on these experiments and carried out things like that. So, you know, this is not from us speculating. It's from hearing it from other people that have done this kind of work for government and things like that.
Okay, but there was nothing in the film that we haven't heard before. So either there was something deleted, or it's very hard to understand why there would be such an overkill reaction to silencing the film. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things was the release of the ET that they have. You know, I think that was supposedly the new point on that's the big disclosure thing, is they showed this ET. Unfortunately, that's not going to work on most people, because everyone is so programmed. When they see something like that, they immediately dismiss it, or they know there's Hollywood there and Steven Spielberg, and you know, something like that. Is as great as it is to even show a real ET, if you really, you know, look hard enough, you could find other pictures of presidents and other people engaging with ETs, and they're out there. And if you've been in this long as you have, I'm sure you've seen, you know, more than I have of ETs. So that's nothing really big to disclose. I mean, it's great that they have that, but I think it's going to take more than a movie, you know, to disclose it. Even if they have the answers for zero-point technology and free energy and all that stuff on the movie, and I think that was part of why they were doing it, was to put out also this technology information, which I didn't really hear too much about. So I definitely think there were things probably cut out of it, and not everything was put in it at the end.
I think that trying to prove that there is an ET reality is not that people are in denial, but it's just like, okay, yeah, we got that. Let's move on from here. I really, if you talk to 20 people in the street, 16 of them are going to say, yeah, they believe in ET, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what I think we need is just to stop trying to make people believe in it ourselves, and we just openly, all of us, come out with it and have fun with it, because if collectively we come out with it, that's when our ET friends show themselves, is when the collective goes out with Dr. Stephen Greer and they meditate and they set the intention and they want to see UFO. What happens? One comes every time. CE5's happening in them. You have Serper in UK, Martin. There's all these groups in over 100 countries all over the world that are having active contact with TV on a monthly basis. This is not stuff that people aren't doing already. So the more of us that just come out and act natural about it. It's like, yeah, so what? I went on a ship last night. I went to the Sirius star system. It was awesome, dude. You know, if you're not, but you know, that's how I think we need to just do it. Because trying to make people believe in something they're so programmed, they have to do it themselves. I think a lot of energy and time gets wasted on that, more and less just being ourselves and having fun with it and being open about it. I tell everyone we're a star seed, whether they get it or they don't. I plant the seed in their head regardless. You know, so that's how I look at it, and how I try to awaken people is by planting that seed in their head and just be open with it. You know, who we are, what we're doing, and what's really going on. And people that think you're crazy, well, you know, they're either going to get it or not going to get it one day. When they pass from this plane, they will definitely get it because they'll reconnect the source. And if people would just try to connect the source in meditation or try some of these things that we talk about on our shows, then they can connect the source too, and they'll understand what we're talking about. And then, you know, it's a whole other story, and off they go on their journey. So, you know, yeah. That's
We had, I brought people to Hatshepsut's temple at 4 in the morning and called in Steve Kraft, and we had two come in. And I did the same in Peru with a few of the people that were in the group because the others were off doing something else, and we got Kraft too. So, you know, we're getting to the end of the show already, so I'd like to tell people that tonight would be a great idea, a great time considering what's going on galactically at the moment in the heavens, for you to just make an attempt and get out there and call. And I invite you to just ask for the highest good, be in humility, and ask that some craft show themselves to you. Please show yourselves. Please show yourselves and see what you get. Right. I'm already getting close to the end of the hour. It's, of course, so fast because we started late. But I want to make sure to be sure to give people time to know more about what you're doing, Jonah, and where they can tune in to you. So for starters, we've been listening to Jonah Bolt, and his show is starseedenergyradio.com. And tell us more, where websites, what do you want people to know? Where do you want people to go to find you?
Sure. A good landing spot, as you mentioned earlier in the show, would be starseedinternational.org. That's a good landing spot. That takes you to the TV and the other stuff we have going on. And a lot of exciting stuff. It's all about raising consciousness and awareness. And, you know, that's what we do as light workers or way showers or of service, whatever you want to call us. And us meeting, you know, people, beings that are out there that are doing something to be of service to help get this ancient information and knowledge out and fun stuff out and, you know, get more people on board of what's really happening. You know, awareness, knowledge is key. And, you know, so that's a good start for that, starseedinternational.org.
Excellent. And you and I will be doing some work together in the future, I'm sure, as well.
Yes.
All right, everybody. So I would like to close the show letting you know that I'm going back to Egypt this year. I thought it was going to be another year before I do that, but I've gotten the call. So if you're interested, it's November 13th to the 26th, a journey of a lifetime, Egypt by night, where pharaohs dwell, is the only time you'll ever be getting into the temples private in the middle of the night to stargaze and call in your starseed family. Thank you all for listening. Remember that I'm now back on the air every week, so next week will be my 9 p.m. slate on Saturday. And with that, thank you to Jonah again for all the good work you're doing, all the enthusiasm you bring as the young starseeds. But don't you dare be discounting us old timers here, because we are working like crazy, and the energy,
absolutely,
energy is starseed.
Thank you.
And time. All right. So with that, I've made my appeal for the hippies of the world like me. And we will be back soon. Thank you all for listening. Get out there and look at those stars. Get excited. And as Jonah said, have fun with it. You know, life is not meant to be so serious, if you get my drift. Thank you all. This is Patricia Corey signing out. I'll see you next week. Or at least I'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to contact me, info@SyrianRevelations.net, and let me know what you'd like to most hear about in the weeks ahead. I'm signing out now. Thank you. I'm out to see the stars. Nanu, nanu.